mixed martial arts and boxing fans, it's time for Fighter's Fury, Inside the Heart of a Champion, with your hosts, Brendan Tobin, Seema, and Tommy Guns. It's time for Fighter's Fury on AM 790, The Ticket.
All right, man, it's good to be back. Enjoying this holiday week. We're back in the saddle again for Fighter's Fury here with you for the next hour as we'll dive all over the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Going to start off today's show going out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. They're all fine. Boxing trainer Derek Santos joining us on the guest line. Derek, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, Brendan. Thank you guys for having me.
We appreciate it, man. And I want to let you guys know, if you guys want to follow one of the best boxing Instagram accounts out there, D_Santos_boxing_trainer, bar none, one of the best accounts out there, Derek. You really bring knowledge and shine a good light on the game, and it's a good insight onto a lot of the guys you train down here. So I can't recommend it enough for everybody out there who's a fan of the sport or wants an interesting insight into the sport.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man. So I wanted to get your first thoughts on this because I just saw your recent post about Ivan Dychko, the giant Russian. He is an absolute monster. Can you give us a little insight into training? I've got to see him a couple times down here over at the Hard Rock. What do you like about his skill set and how far do you think this guy can really go?
Well, Ivan is a unique heavyweight. I say that because he's very athletic. He's very good on his feet for being a guy who's almost 7 feet tall. He's 6'9". He's got a very good idea of what he wants to do as far as breaking you down speed. He uses his speed and his footwork. He's a very intelligent, smart fighter. Elusive for being a big guy. He's in a way, you know, some guys will say, well, Tyson Fury, you know, is sort of, for being a big guy, he moves very well,
right,
up top. Ivan is along that line where, you know, it's actually very hard to hit him. I try. We do a drill where I actually try to hit him, and sometimes I can go, you know, rounds barely touching him.
Well, I think I saw, didn't he do some sparring with Deontay Wilder for this fight, or was in the camp a little bit? It looked like they spent some time together.
Yeah, he spent a week over there. They brought him in for a week, and you know, I can't divulge what happened in camp, but he enjoyed the time over there.
Yeah, it's interesting they were bringing somebody of his size. Obviously, they want to match up wise. It's got to be a tough thing for Deontay to find somebody. You know, he's probably used to always being the bigger guy, getting ready for fights. So to find somebody of Ivan's size, at least they were able to find something, even if it's a case of, he's going to obviously have his own qualities that he's bringing to that sparring session as well.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because I don't think people understand how hard it is when you're punching up at somebody. It's much easier to punch down at them than it is to punch up. And these guys with that kind of size, sometimes all they have to do is move 2 inches, and 2 inches really becomes long, you know, when they're already lengthy individuals. And I think that may frustrate him a little bit during this fight coming up.
So in your mind, because we got the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury fight coming up next week, it's really great that this fight is happening because, you know, you do have two undefeated heavyweights. It feels like they're both in the part of their careers where this is a big swing for them as far as what it could turn the next part into. When you see this matchup, they obviously have two very clashing styles. In your own mind, if you were to break this one down for us, how do you see this one playing out or the ways it could play out?
Well, initially, I'm going to tell you, when the fight was first announced, you know, immediately I started thinking, okay, well, you know, Wilder will probably catch him, you know, with the right hand, and that might be a problem because he's faster. He has freakish power, everybody knows. He might not have the best technique in the world, but he has freakish power. And Tyson, in the past, has been dropped twice by guys who weren't really legitimate, last being Steve Cunningham, wasn't a legitimate heavyweight with the right hand. That said, he got up and won those. Actually, with the Cunningham fight, he won by TKO stoppage. And the other fight, I can't remember, but I know he won the fights. Tyson is a little more elusive than you would think for a big guy. and he seems to be in great shape. So as time has gone on, I sort of changed my thought process of how much I favored Wilder in the fight. And right now I think it's like a 55-45 in favor of Wilder. If Wilder wins, because he has the equalizer, and, you know, you could be down in a fight. You could be, you know, not as technical. But when you have the equalizer, going all the way back to Rocky Marciano days,
right.
You can stop somebody at the end. And so he has the advantage of that. With Tyson, I think if Tyson wins, he wins by decision. I think if Wilder wins, he definitely will win by sneaking that right in there at some point at the end of the fight.
When you look at a guy like Deontay Wilder, because a lot of people say, oh, well, he doesn't have, you know, the prototypical boxing style, even like some people almost make fun of, like, I guess his fundamentals of it. What do you see when you watch a guy like that fight? Because, you know, I've heard all these things throughout his career, but it seems like when you have that kind of power, it almost doesn't matter because it's that much of an equalizer. What do you think when you watch that kind of his style?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, initially, I along with many people, many of my peers, used to think the same way. And we've seen him get touched a little early in his career, you know, where he got a little shaky in his legs, and we thought, well, how long is this going to last? And, you know, one thing is he can punch really good once he's set. When he's not set, you know, you kind of like cringe a little bit. But I've noticed that his career has gone along. I've watched clips of him training. They seem to want to take advantage of that wildness, and they actually train him doing that. I watched clips of doing that, and I said to myself, well, one of the things I've always said that I hated was fighting a wild guy.
Right.
Well, I hate for my opponents to fight a wild guy because they'll make you look bad. And it's very hard to block shots that are coming from all kinds of angles that are not the norm, you know. What you train for. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't train a guy like that. I wouldn't recommend it, but it happens to work for him. So if it works for him, you know, God bless him. You know? And you see how far he's come along in his career because he has that supreme elite power.
We're talking to Derek Santos, great boxing trainer. Now, how do you dictate that? Because when you have a guy who has that unique skill set, or if you have a guy like an Ivan Dytchko who has, you know, that unique size, but also that elusiveness, but also I've seen him, you know, dead people in the ring. He's that kind of powerful.
Yeah.
If it's a Sullivan Barrera, Dia Davis, whoever you're working with, how do you know, I want to use and instill what I am teaching them, but I have to also keep in mind what they're good at and make that the best.
Well, the way I train fighters, I always look at them very individually. Sometimes I, you know, as I come along in my career, I've learned what to do and what not to do. And I've seen, you know, other guys in the past just try to train everybody with the same success that they had for the one fighter, and you really can't do that. Each one of these guys, not only individually talented, but individual personalities, and you just have to, it's like a new meal every time, you know? You're cooking a new meal every time.
Right.
So, I try to, obviously, we're going to shore up what would be the basic foundations what you'd be doing. But like those guys that you just mentioned right now, Sullenberger and Dia Davis, they have unique talent. And I wouldn't take that away from them. I just have to try to figure out how to use that, to our benefit without it becoming a deterrent.
Absolutely. Well, Derek, thanks for taking time with us this morning. We really appreciate it. Again, guys, I can't recommend following him on social media enough. D_Santos_boxing_trainer. You do great work.
Thank you.
And it's been a real privilege to cover you and get a chance to pick your mind on the sport. And I hope we can do it again down the line.
Absolutely. Anytime.